It might not be on your calendar, but World Puppetry Day is next Tuesday, and the Center for Puppetry Arts is celebrating this weekend with a bounty of free events, along with their usual programming. I spoke with Aretta Baumgartner, the center's education director and puppeteer, along with Karen Anderson, the principal artist and director of Tiny Doors ATL. They spoke about the festivities. What is the origin of World Puppetry Day?
World Puppetry Day, since 2015, has been this amazing, exciting collaboration between, ready for this fanciness, Union Internationale de la Marionette USA, we call it UNIMA, UNIMA USA, an international puppetry union, and the Puppeteers of America, which is the American Puppetry Union, if you will. Since 2015, these two amazing organizations that celebrate puppetry in different ways, but overlap in mission, overlap in desire for people to love, care about, find themselves in puppetry. These two organizations in 2015 said, let's combine efforts. Let's make a thing called World Puppetry Day. So formally, since 2015, it's been happening, but it's been happening since the 1990s in different ways in different places across the United States through the puppetry community.
Thinking about why we celebrate puppetry, what have been some of its contributions to the world?
I'll start from the very most human answer to that question. Puppetry is a place where everyone can find a home, whether you are a human storyteller, because, you know, we're hardwired to tell stories through objects. Before there was written and spoken language, we as human beings use objects. Also, whatever kind of an artist you are, visual artist, movement artist, theater artist, there's a place for you in puppetry. It contributes, it's on our stages, it's in films, it's everywhere.
Aretta, could you highlight a few interesting puppetry styles from around the world people might not know about? I know there are so many puppets inside of the museum, but what are some of the lesser known?
We do say, in general, there are five types of puppets. Shadow, hand, string, rod, and body. So we know that there are those five categories. I would say the most interesting to me in those, I am absolutely captivated by Vietnamese water puppetry.
Water puppetry?
Absolutely. It's this beautiful athletic and artistic celebration where puppeteers, sometimes submerged in water, partially or fully, with the breathing straws, the puppeteers.
The puppeteers are
absolutely
underwater.
And think about it. This is puppetry to celebrate community. It's a puppetry technique that celebrates tradition and the passing of festival seasons. So way back, flooded rice paddies is the really a loose kind of origin here. It was a way to talk about harvest and feeding each other, souls and bodies, and the celebration of what the earth has given in terms of nurturing. So flooded rice paddies, the puppeteers are in there doing these gorgeous, almost balletic puppetry dances with dragons and with fishermen.
The puppets are submerged too? Oh, they're on the water.
They're floating on top. Some are submerged. The dragons go under and then come up and breathe fire. And you can see great examples of this in our museum. So pop on down and see it. I know it's too hard to believe, but it's really amazing. So Vietnamese water puppetry is very, very special.
Well, the Center for Puppetry Arts is celebrating with several activities, one of which is that you are getting a tiny door.
Hooray!
Yes, Karen, will you remind us what is Tiny Doors?
Sure. So Tiny Doors ATL started in 2014. I had a shiny new art degree. I had just moved to Atlanta. And I saw all this big, gorgeous art, right? Everything, it's everywhere. Atlanta is so full. And I thought, how can I take my interests in miniatures and in sculpture and sort of reflect what I'm seeing and participate? And I got together some friends, one's an Atlanta native, and we talked about what would be something that would reflect Atlanta's community back to itself, that's something that could bring neighborhoods together. And the first tiny door went up at the Krog Tunnel. 100-year-old train yard underpass that is just full of live art happening all the time, and it's in my neighborhood. So We started there, and now there are 10 around Atlanta.
And what warrants a Tiny Door?
I guess that we have sort of a self-imposed set of rules. The Tiny Doors only go in places that are free and public to visit, which means usually outside. They need to be wheelchair and stroller accessible. And that's something that I'm really excited about with the Center for Puppetry Arts. They have a ramp that leads to their front door. If you've been there, you've seen. It's got purple railings, big. It's a 1.5-story ramp.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Absolutely. We are replicating the ramp. So the entrance to this new door will be tiny wheelchair accessible. So when the Center for Puppetry Arts reached out, you know, they filled out an application just like everywhere else. And it seemed like a really good fit. And we had to work with a lot of, you know, their rules, our rules, has to be outside, has to be accessible. Their building is really specific, you know, in the ways that we could create something that worked for their, you know, shiny new building.
Could you describe in detail the door that the Center for Puppetry Arts will have?
Oh, I would love to. Okay, so it is a kind of a quilted door. It's designed to look sort of like fabric and very inviting. It's a double door with two windows that are circular and two handles in the middle that also form a circle. So it makes, if I'm describing this correctly, kind of the shape of a face. And I wanted it to have that sort of puppet-like animated feeling. And then it has a wall behind it. And that is just to give it stability, but that wall will look like the wall above the Center for Puppetry Arts, sort of green diamond shape. And then in front is a miniature ramp that is made out of cement, and you could run your Matchbox cars or anything you want up that little ramp. And then there will be a marquee that's interchangeable that the Center for Puppetry Arts can change out their shows. They can change it however they like. I like for every door to have something that changes every time you see it.
What's the font size on that marquee?
I'm going to say about 8.
Okay. Well, that's readable.
Yeah.
Aretta, what are some of the other activities being offered to celebrate World Puppetry Day?
Well, we're so excited, obviously, to partner with Tiny Doors ATL. So the unveiling of the door officially is on that day. We will also be having Tiny Doors concerts. What could those be? Gee, I don't know. Might they have something to do with, Tiny Doors, as in a band that someone might have heard of from the classic rock?
Tiny Jim Morrison?
Yes.
What?
Yes, there's literally a Tiny Jim Morrison.
We're having Tiny Doors concerts all day.
I love it.
So that will definitely be a part of the festivity. We're also going to build special Tiny Doors puppets with folks so anyone can come and build their own Tiny Doors puppet to take home with them. Also that day, we're going to have our friends from the Atlanta Puppetry Guild with us. It's a guild that is one of a couple hundred in the country that are affiliated with the Puppeteers of America. They, the local chapter, the Atlanta Puppetry Guild, they will be there volunteering their time and talents as well, sharing free puppetry demonstrations, free little puppetry pop-up performances, all kinds of wonderful activities they will be providing free as well. So all that's happening.
Sounds like there is a lot to celebrate in World Puppetry Celebrations. Aretta Baumgartner and Karen Anderson, this has really been a delight. I extend a great big, not tiny, thank you to you both.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.